Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Now I appeal to Euodia and Syntyche, please, because you belong to the Lord, settle your disagreement. And I ask you, my true partner, to help these two women, for they worked hard with me in telling others the good news. So there's nothing new about people falling out with one another. It's been a feature of life from the very beginning, as we learn from the account of Cain and Abel in Genesis. The question is, what do we do when it happens? Paul here offers some helpful advice. The first step is for those who disagree to seek to resolve their differences. We have no idea what the women were disagreeing about. It must have been fairly serious for Paul to go to the trouble of referring it to it in his letter. He reminded the women that they belonged to the Lord, and that was clearly the most important fact. Belonging to the same family doesn't necessarily mean that disagreements won't occur, but it does mean that we're not alone in seeking to resolve the situation. We can pray together and we can seek God's guidance. Normally, in my experience, if there's a willingness to find a way through a disagreement, it can be found. Sometimes, however, the best that can be done is to agree to disagree. We agree to respect one another and affirm our love and commitment to one another as family members. Sometimes no amount of conversation between the people who disagree resolves the situation. Paul clearly sensed that Euodia and Syntyche needed some help, and he asked his true partner to offer assistance. This isn't an easy role, but it's a vital one. And as a good news community, it's important that every church can identify people who can act as peacemakers. This requires much love, grace, and wisdom. There are times when even the most able peacemaker cannot resolve a situation, and there needs to be an agreement to part company. This was Paul's own experience when, after a difference of view with Barnabas, they decided to go off in different directions. What is vital is that disagreements are addressed and not allowed to rumble on for years, causing pain and yet further division. So let me ask you this. What have you found to be the best way of resolving disagreements? And now let me pray with you. Lord, help us to be peacemakers today. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.